The news in touch with your world, I'm Orchid Seer. Good afternoon. Interest rates remain unchanged and five arrested after Upington liquor store heist. South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetso Ganyaho has announced that interest rates will remain unchanged. This means the repo rate, which is the rate at which the central bank lends money to banks, remains at 7%. The prime lending rate at which banks lend money to clients also stays fixed at 10.5%. This announcement comes after a meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee in Pretoria. Five suspects between the ages of 25 and 49 are expected to appear in the Upington Magistrates Court tomorrow in connection with a robbery at a bottle store in the city's CBD. Police spokesperson Sergio Cook says the suspects, armed with firearms, entered the premises on Tuesday at about 6:30 and allegedly tied the hands and feet of the cashier and co-workers with ropes. The suspects later fled in a green BMW after looting a substantial amount of money and cigarettes. Cook says the men were arrested early yesterday morning.
The victims later managed to untie their hands and feet and they contacted the police. And a manhunt was immediately activated. The police recovered four firearms. We recovered alcohol and we recovered a huge amount of cash as well. The police also confiscated the green BMW that the suspects were traveling in as it was allegedly used in the commission of crime.
Public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane had harsh words for what she called a sick society that allowed women and girls to be killed. She said the reports of young women being killed and gang-raped, especially in Gauteng, are horrifying. Kathy Dlodlo reports that Mkhwebane says even more disturbing is how these attackers feel that killing an innocent woman is not enough, but also douse their victims with petrol, leaving only charred remains for their families to bury.
Mkhwebane was accompanied by a girl, Cordelia Vester, as part of CELSI's Take a Girl Child to Work campaign in Kimberley today. She said the campaign recognizes that women have historically been discriminated against in the workplace and still have to face gender prejudice today. She says as a mother of a daughter, she feels the pain of these victims' families. This must stop, and we need to tell girls like Cordelia that this land is for the free and they do not have to look over their shoulders walking to school and back.
And a job opening at a Dublin Island veterinary clinic is attracting major attention from cat lovers across the world. Just Cats Vet Clinic and Cattery specializes in the treatment of cats, and they are looking for a cat cuddler. The post asks potential applicants some crucial questions to see if they're the right fit, like does catitude come naturally to you? Have you counted kittens before you go to sleep? And does petting cats make you feel warm and fuzzy? The cat cuddler's responsibility will be to help calm felines that may be anxious about their time at the vet. That's why qualifications include gentle hands, capable of petting and stroking cats for long periods. The advert doesn't say how much the cuddler will be paid or if they accept international applicants. Your top story at this hour, South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetso Ganyaho has announced that interest rates will remain unchanged. For all the latest news, like OFM News, in touch with your world on Facebook.